There's something revolutionary about honesty. When Daniel Jones launched the Modern Love column in 2004, he created more than a feature. He opened a confessional where people could admit what dating apps never capture, that love is more wheelbarrow than rose. These aren't fairy tales with tidy endings. They're stories about falling for someone while 3 months pregnant and engaged to someone else, about realizing your manic pixie dream girl is actually just depressed, about your husband announcing he's transgender at 4 a.m. before facial feminization surgery. What makes these essays magnetic isn't their perfection, but their mess, the raw admission that connection rarely arrives when convenient, that we often find ourselves through the most unlikely people, and that vulnerability might be our only honest currency. In a world of curated Instagram relationships, these stories feel like cold water on your face, startling, clarifying, utterly necessary. At 37, unemployed and falling for her 23-year-old neighbor, she discovered something unexpected. Without a future to project onto, she stopped performing. No compatibility spreadsheets, no anxiety about where this was heading, just presence. Another writer learned this harder. When his girlfriend began staying out until dawn, he wrote a 5-page love letter declaring devotion. She thanked him for the flowers and ignored the letter. She wasn't a character in his story. She'd simply fallen out of love. Even disasters reveal us. One man fell onto a martini glass during a fourth date, slicing his arm nearly to the bone. The 6-hour hospital stay exposed uncomfortable truths: their age gap, his anxiety medication, her reluctance to define things. Yet his anxiety vanished as they traded hospital stories and invented an absurd horror movie together. She left him a month later for her ex, but his prominent scar remains, proof of those 6 hours when he glimpsed an alternate version of himself who could actually be happy. Not all love stories involve romance. Consider Nate, the breakup buddy one writer met in Barnes & Noble's self-help section. They became each other's ecosystem, exchanging chili recipes, Patsy Cline records, and mockingly renamed self-help books. When Nate spiraled into darkness, the writer found him surrounded by chicken bones with a bench press blocking the TV. Watching Castaway together, they howled at scenes others found tragic. "I realized Nate was my Wilson," he writes, "the measuring stick for his own recovery." Then there's Guzem, the Albanian doorman who spent 20 years in a labor camp before gaining asylum. When one tenant discovered her unexpected pregnancy, he provided unwavering support. Her daughter ran to his arms whenever they entered the building. Years later in California, they still check if he's at his post when visiting New York. These bonds defy conventional categories, but provide what we crave: to be seen, to matter, to belong. When we expand our definition of love beyond romance, we discover connection everywhere. Love has terrible timing. Justin McLeod, Hinge's CEO, realized too late he loved Kate, his college sweetheart whose heart he'd broken. Though they'd reconciled, she was now engaged. 3 months later, he flew across the Atlantic unannounced. 3 days later, she left her fiancé. Or consider the woman, 3 months pregnant and engaged, who met a very cute single man who made me laugh. He paid for dinner, and soon they had standing Thursday dates watching reality TV. He brought her craving foods, installed a broomstick for security, played Scrabble. They fell in love, though neither admitted it. When she left for the birth, her heart cracked. 2 years later, they're still in touch, still wrestling with if-onlys. Perhaps strangest, the sperm donor who discovered through 23andMe he had biological children and fell in love with one child's mother 12 years later. When his biological children visited Seattle, he and Jessica had instant chemistry. She and their daughter Alice stayed permanently. Love arrives when it wants, not when we're ready. Love doesn't just connect us, it reconstructs us entirely. When cancer invaded his wife's breast, their quarter-century relationship had already weathered separation and divorce. Though mistrust lingered, cancer revealed his devotion. Bandaging what she couldn't see, draining surgical tubes, administering IVs, until apprehension gave way to trust. Though my body remains scarred and our middle-aged intimacy sometimes falters, we've embraced what every couple ultimately discovers. We've all vowed fidelity to imperfect human beings, she writes. Consider the poetry professor whose husband brought home an electric guitar at 53. She found it absurd, until Warren Zevon called him the best damn poet on the planet. The greatest shock was finding herself at a New York club stage door carrying his guitar, telling the bouncer, "I'm with the band." Perhaps most profound is the woman who prepared for her husband's facial feminization surgery at 4 a.m., weeping the night before, knowing she'd never see his face again. They'd married in their 40s. Only after marriage did he reveal he was transgender. In the pre-op room, he looked at her with tears. "I'm sorry for all the pain I'm causing you. I know why I'm doing this, but it's just crazy, isn't it?" Despite instructions to sleep separately, they couldn't imagine being apart. "I placed a sleeping bag on my side of the bed, rising every few hours to provide ice packs and medication," she writes. "When morning came, we lay side by side, holding hands until the sun rose on our first day in this foreign land." The relationships that endure aren't those that begin perfectly, but those that adapt to life's unexpected metamorphoses. Loss doesn't end love. It changes its shape. When Grace died at 8 from virulent strep, her mother packed away all their Beatles music, unable to bear the album covers that once brought joy. At Grace's memorial, 8-year-old Sam sang 8 days a week, loud enough for his sister to hear. "Now alone, I sometimes sing softly to Grace, foolish for believing our time would never end, yet understanding that love is a leap of faith, believing the impossible, like a mother's love so strong her lost child can still hear her lullaby." Another woman describes how her marriage exploded mid-flight, a space shuttle torn asunder in the clear blue sky as the stunned crowd watches in disbelief. When she put a chicken in the oven, her marriage was intact. By the time she pulled it out, her husband had left for good. "Despite everything, I find gratitude in this rawness of spirit, my middle-aged shell blown off, revealing the real me." Most poignant is the woman who kept her promise to her ex-husband after his death. Though they'd outgrown each other after 18 years, they remained friends. When he died alone, she moved his belongings back into their home. Family photos returned to walls, his books and CDs got their own shelves. It's been a heartbreak and an honor to be Corey's one, the person who swept corners clean, saved what was precious, and closed the door on his life. Grief doesn't erase love, it becomes the container we carry it in. Every modern love story shares one truth: the willingness to be vulnerable despite uncertainty. A man nearly quadriplegic from polio couldn't believe his attendant Belinda when she said, "I really don't see the chair, I see you." Paralyzed young, when disabled people were considered invalids, he believed he didn't deserve love. 2 decades into marriage, he still marvels at this mystery of love, living with both guilt and gratitude. Another woman fell for her friend Jess despite her religious upbringing. When Jess bought food for a distraught homeless man, he insisted on paying, counting out 4 quarters, which Jess accepted with reverence. Watching this, the writers saw a new horizon beyond my cramped religious framework. When their pastor demanded they break up or lose church membership, they found a new spiritual home. 2 years later, Jess proposed with rings made from those 4 quarters, 50 cents each. These stories aren't about perfect people finding perfect love. The woman who refused a healthier baby after discovering her adopted daughter had severe medical issues, saying simply, "We don't want another baby. We want our baby." Not the Instagram version with sunset filters, but the messy, wheelbarrow kind that requires showing up when it's inconvenient.